This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We'll rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, along with our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for all you do. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, to start things out, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, as we always do, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, once again, Judge Amy Coney Barrett faced all kinds of pressure and some really strange questioning. With grace, with poise, she certainly knows her stuff. There was a tense back and forth exchange between her and Kamala Harris. The Democrats were touting the anti-Barrett letter from Notre Dame. But there was just one problem. There were no signers that actually went to Notre Dame.
I know. Honestly, Captain, they really are just trying to scrape the bottom of the barrel here for attack formations against Judge Barrett. But you're right, Captain. She handled herself with poise. And the more I learn about her and the more I listen to her and throughout the hearings earlier, I really do find that she seems to be a person of good character and articulate, and also just a real keen intellect. And I learned a lot by listening to her. I mean, I think she was taking those senators, those Democrat senators, to school on how you interpret the law and how to be a good judge. It was really something to see.
Well, she was. And Amy Klobuchar, who was supposed to be this big top dog attorney, got schooled about what she asked the judge, and she got it thrown right back at her.
Yeah, that's right. She says, is Roe v. Wade a super precedent? And Judge Barrett wasn't rattled at all. She goes, like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? And Klobuchar, she didn't know where to go with that. Because, honestly, I don't think that she thought that that was going to be the case. I think that she got flustered when Judge Barrett, you know, said, okay, well, you know, some people say this is that and some people say it's this. And she says, but the very fact that we're going on about it probably means it's not in that category. I mean, and zero notes that she have, Captain. She wasn't referring to a lot of material, but the senators sure were.
Well, meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi got into it with Wolf Blitzer and lashed out at him. Kind of unusual for that to happen, but she took a shot at him because of what he said.
Yes, this was bizarre. We got to put this into the bizarre file, even for Nancy Pelosi. We'll qualify that. Even for Nancy Pelosi, this goes in the bizarre file, because Wolf Blitzer was simply saying, look, people in your own party are looking to make a deal on the stimulus. And Nancy Pelosi began to say how Wolf Blitzer is an apologist and his colleagues are apologists for the GOP, and went on to say that Blitzer didn't have any knowledge of you know, how they're helping people and what goes in when you're an elected official. You don't understand the suffering of the American people. Wolf Blitzer, you know, was a real pro. He just kind of looked at her and said, well, whatever, but continued on his line of questioning.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is that her own people, Democrats, as well as Republicans and independents and anywhere along the line, anywhere in between, they're chastising Nancy right now, hurling her personally responsible for this stimulus. This second stimulus not coming out. Many people do, in fact, need it. Businesses do need some help here. And the states that are closed need to open up. If they'd open up, they wouldn't need a stimulus.
Yes, exactly right. And Wolf Blitzer tried to explain to her. He said, look, I see the people on the street begging for money. And then she just shoots back at Blitzer going, have you fed them? Because we feed them. And again, just this real bizarre exchange. And, you know, I got to tell you, if that had been any other person, you know, people would be starting to ask some pretty serious questions about an outburst like that.
Well, after the president was here last night in front of about 30,000 people or thereabouts over in Sanford, Florida, Joe Biden was down in South Florida today. He did have one big crowd down there in Pembroke, Florida, 14 people.
14 people. Wow.
There were more members of the media there than there were actual participants.
Now, why do you think that is? Now, Captain, do you buy the idea that, well, everybody's just social distancing and staying away because they're of COVID-19 from going in to see their presidential candidate, the man who would become president?
Do I buy it?
Yeah.
No, because I happen to have some inside information that I'm going to wait to tell in the 5 o'clock hour when Colonel Jim comes on, which is going to blow some people away, blow the socks right off some people, because there's something going on down here in Florida that people don't understand when it comes to the Biden campaign. Also, the same thing is going on in Georgia. The same thing's going on in Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, and North Carolina. And it's a shock when people find out about what it is I know about that I'm going to sit on for a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, but people would just, I can't imagine that people wouldn't want to go see, you know, history. Here you have the Democrat presidential candidate coming through your town.
Yep.
And if you're a big supporter, you wouldn't go out and say hi or wave or something.
And hold that thought. We're going to break, folks. And by the way, good morning to Sue the dispatcher and Pineapple and Fred the raccoon, who's also making an appearance this morning. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. Now, I think this is a big deal, folks. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start for just $19.95 to anyone struggling for pain, whether you got neck pain, shoulder pain, back pain, hip pain, knee pain, whatever kind of pain, for $19.95 for 3 weeks, about a dollar a day. Now, what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months down the line if you keep ordering the product. Now, friends, this is huge because people don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. And yes, this show has been responsible for thousands of people buying the product. And believe me, we thank you very much for that, because I am one of the walking examples of Relief Factor. I'm telling you, rather than taking a prescription drugs that I would have had to have taken because of the problems that I've got and the pain that I constantly live in, I do Relief Factor. And it works. It's that simple. It works. It allows me to continue to do what I'm doing. So they really do put their money where their mouth is. So if you're in pain from exercise, getting older, or whatever type of injuries you've had in the past, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Again, that's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. $19.95 is all it costs, and you'll start feeling better soon. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A lot of back and forth yesterday. Biden touting a lot of different things that just aren't true again out there on the road, and it's a shame that we have to listen to Joe Biden out there talking about coronavirus and all the different things, and you're going to lose your health care, this, that, and the other. But there is a member of the Biden family. Again, remember we've talked about the Biden Five?
Right.
Well, now there's a Biden 6. A son-in-law from Joe Biden is his COVID-19 advisor, one of them. And now, besides advising the Biden campaign on the COVID-19 pandemic, he's also a major investor in companies that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic, like the ones making the vaccines, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And he's starting to get very wealthy. Thank you, Daddy Joe, my father-in-law.
Right, and, you know, if this was happening, I mean, how many questions, Captain, have there been, even in the White House press briefing room, you know, Mr. President, are you making money from this drug, you know, that kind of thing. And
here,
you know,
it is, Biden's son-in-law, and they caught him red-handed, and nobody said a word.
Exactly, that's right. That's the double standard right there, right in plain sight for everybody to see.
Now, the other thing is Joe Biden says, well, we created more jobs in the first term of Barack and I than Donald Trump has in the last 3 years, and we know what we were doing, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you a little secret, folks. I've got the job numbers right here for the first 4 years of Obama-Biden. You want to hear it, Kyle?
Yes.
5.3 million jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We are not all the way through the first term of Donald Trump, and he currently stands at 6.6 million jobs and probably will have over 7 million before the end of his first term.
Yes, but those are the actual facts. And when Biden goes out on a campaign trail, they're not interested in that. They're just,
and do you know the other difference in the jobs?
What's that?
The other difference in the jobs was Biden and Obama were putting together jobs that were basically minimum wage because they were all temporary because of the fact that people weren't hiring but a certain amount of people because of the health care they would have to provide for them.
Well, that's right. That's right. What was it, 28 hours or something? You could
anything below 30.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And so that there was a way to skirt skirt around that. But again, you know, it's so difficult for Biden to try to come up with something, or the Biden campaign to come up with something that sounds really great, when all they can really go back to is Obama saying, what, do you want me to wave a magic wand?
All right.
You've got a
meme. No, I got to stop for a second because Cousin Vinny's really done it to me this time. He sent us a picture of him sitting on a white horse with a guitar singing Auto Glass America. He's really done it this time. It's in the chat room. So Sue, if you want to see it, go in the chat room because I know you know how to get in there. You'll see Cousin Vinny sitting on a big old white horse with his guitar singing Auto Glass America. Oh, my God.
Well,
all right.
We're starting a trend.
Yeah. Well, no, not me. I'm not the singer. You are. All right. Well, the Supreme Court yesterday was really busy because they sided with President Trump to end the census count early so that the census could start to be counted instead of just people out there doing the checking up on whoever. And I guess they were pretty much done anyway.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, otherwise, you know, how long does it go on? And, I mean, there has to be an end to the process at some point.
And then they also blocked an attempt to prevent Planned Parenthood funding in South Carolina.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I think they didn't publish how many judges voted, I think how they voted in this, but they would have needed 4 to approve the petition. But they declined to hear the case without comment, we understand.
And then the Supreme Court also ended the Democrats' anti-corruption lawsuit against President Trump.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So, you know, this is quite interesting, too. You've got a 4, you know, 8 justices only at this point. So very interesting development.
Somebody had to be the tiebreaker, so there was a 5th one in there somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, the other thing is remember when the president had that big fundraiser in New Jersey and everybody was going, oh, everybody's going to be sick, they're all going to die, they're going to get COVID. Remember all that?
Right.
Well, the Democratic governor of New Jersey, Mr. Murphy, says there has been no outbreak from the fundraiser in New Jersey by the president.
Real interesting, because certainly we know that something happened at the Rose Garden ceremony, right?
Yeah, and I'm still going to go with what I'm thinking, that there was a super spreader that got dumped in there somehow, probably didn't know they had it, or, God forbid, if it was intentional, they were in there to give everybody that they could the coronavirus and go from there.
Right, but wouldn't it seem to follow that if that was happening, or, you know, you'd have an exposure in the Rose Garden that resulted in what we saw, But these big rallies and these fundraisers and things, but we're not seeing that from those places. So it is pretty interesting.
The rallies are outdoors.
Number one,
outdoors. Totally different deal. And if you want to wear a mask while you're outdoors, fine. That's up to you. Have at it. But if you don't want to, you shouldn't have to.
Well, certainly. And this is going to, I think that the Democrats maybe underestimate, you know, the American people, they want to be safe. But at the same time, though, I think there's only so much they will take with the constant having to wear a mask, especially if you go somewhere and walk around. Eventually, it's really hard to get enough oxygen. And we're not designed to have masks in front of our face all the time.
Yeah. Now, the Virginia governor, I believe his name is Northam, right?
Right.
It was discovered yesterday that this bunch up in Minnesota that was trying to kidnap the governor, Michigan, that was trying to kidnap the governor in Michigan, also was going to try to kidnap him.
Yeah, I did hear about that. So, again, this looks like it was a pretty, extensive sort of plot. But, again, the FBI had already infiltrated it. That's their job. I mean, they thwarted it. And it's very unfortunate because, obviously, that's not the way we're supposed to conduct business here in the United States.
And on top of that, in Virginia, there's a problem by trying to extend the voter registration because they tried to do that. The governor tried to do that, but he can't because they had a fiber system outage, which means they can no longer register any more voters in the state of Virginia.
Yes.
The computers are down.
Exactly right. So, a lot of people, they get registered pretty early on, but we'll see how this can be worked out, if at all.
I wonder if that's Verizon Fios.
I don't know. Good question.
All right. Now, the other thing is that we talked about this once before, and I'm going to get to this will be the last thing we talk about before we go to the bottom of the hour. But the expensive city exodus now is starting to lead to a price tag that we can see. Massive rent declines coming in New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Huge amounts of money because the people are moving out. And now they're stuck with these apartments and nobody wants to move into them. And they're certainly not going to pay the rate they were paying because of the fact that they're being shut down in these cities. They can't go anywhere.
Well, that's exactly right. San Francisco in particular, I think about almost half, if not more, of the small businesses, I think, are having to shut down in San Francisco, close permanently.
Yeah.
And you're right. So now suddenly the rents are much less as from what they were. That affects the entire economy there.
Yep, and hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, we've got some of the early voting results down here in my home state of Florida. And also the former White House doctor, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who was not only the doctor for President Trump for a while, but also the doctor for Barack Obama, has chimed in on the Joe Biden thing. Wait till you hear this. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Supreme Court confirmation hearings continue. Judge Amy Barrett describes her and her family's reaction to the George Floyd arrest.
Very, very personal for my family. I was there, and my 17-year-old daughter, Vivian, who's adopted from Haiti, all of this was erupting. It was very difficult for her. We wept together. in my room. And then it was also difficult for my daughter Julia, who's 10. I had to try to explain some of this to them. I mean, my children to this point in their lives have had the benefit of growing up in a cocoon where they have not yet experienced hatred or violence. And for Vivian, you know, to understand that there would be a risk to her brother or the son she might have one day of that kind of brutality has been an ongoing conversation. It's a difficult one for us, like it is for Americans all over the country.
Confirmation hearings continue this week. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Larry Oakley, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Rubin.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Go on over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get yourself a price quote on the car, the truck you're driving, maybe the motorcycle you got, your RV, your boat, your ATV. And while you're there, if you have homeowners or renters insurance too, you can get a quote on that. Just type in your zip code and you're there, and they'd be happy to do that for you. And just maybe, maybe you might save a bunch of money like I have for the last 15 years, because that's how long I've been with them, and they do a great job, Geico, and I just had them take care of a windshield for me through Auto Glass America, and Kyle knows all too well about them, and they did a great job. Now, you heard Larry Elder when we came in here bringing us in with the liner. If you want to meet Larry Elder, if you want to meet Dr. Sebastian Gorka, if you want to meet Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, if you want to meet Charlie Kirk, Orn and myself, we will all be down at the Salem Conservative Summit at the Hyatt Regency on October the 23rd. Now, there's a VIP get-together, which is going to be limited in terms of how many people get in there. That starts at 5:30, and then at 7 o'clock, the event will start. But for a limited time only, you can buy one standard VIP ticket and get one free by using the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O. Now, in order to do that, all you got to do is go to the websites, theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, click on the logo link that's right there, and remember, for a limited time, you can buy one standard VIP ticket and get one free and using the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, and I look forward to seeing you there October the 23rd. It's going to be a great night in Sarasota, and we're going to talk all about America and all about the future of conservatism here in this country. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who was the doctor for Barack Obama for a number of years, and then carried over to President Trump for a couple of years anyway. He is talking about the fact that he is extremely concerned over what he's witnessing with Joe Biden's mental acuity. He believes that he's into the not advanced stages, but the middle stages of dementia. Not the early stages now, but the middle stages, because he keeps doing some things that just don't make any sense.
Well, that's right. And certainly, you know, I think Dr. Jackson is, not trying to, this isn't a political
No.
evaluation of any kind, but he's doing that from a medical doctor point of view.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the issue is that it all rings true. It doesn't sound like something that you'd really have to put yourself in a pretzel to try to believe it, you know, because you can simply watch the news and see Joe Biden get mad about something or look for the words he's trying to say, and it's all very, very apparent. And you know, we've talked about it before, Captain, and I think even listeners wrote in about this as well. But, you know, there's the idea of elder abuse. I mean, is it okay
Yeah.
to send someone out there on the campaign trail in this condition?
Yeah. Now, there is something else going on here. He said, and this is not me making this up, he actually said he was touting a $15 million minimum wage. And then he caught himself and he said, I meant $15,000 minimum wage. And then he caught himself again. He says, I mean $15 an hour.
That's right. That's right. Now, can you imagine if President Trump had said that? It would just it would be all over the news, and but President Trump, you know, speaks for what, an hour and a half, you know, or more at these rallies, or even at press availabilities, press conferences, and so forth. And he deals with a lot of numbers, a lot of different things. But Joe Biden seems to have these kinds of problems all the time. And again, if one thing, one shot every once in a while, maybe wouldn't be anything. But this is all the time.
Yeah, it is all the time, and it's most unfortunate. And I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We talk to him six nights a week, start the show out with Kyle. And Cousin Vinny, I'm here. Sorry to hear about your problem. We're glad to hear you're doing all right. Now, let's talk about Florida. Well, some interesting news has come out about Florida, and I'm sure this is going to be true in other states. Florida has already cast 1.8 million election ballots, not mail-in ballots, early voting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of those, 905,065 were Democrats. At least they were registered Democrats. Doesn't mean they all voted Democrat. Of that, 520,712 were Republicans. Again, doesn't mean they all voted Republican. Then you had 336,768 no party registration, the NPRs we call them, the independents, some people call them. And then there was 20,118 third party people that voted. Now, we know from all the different polls we've looked at that the Republicans are standing at about 90% of those people that are Republican, maybe a little bit higher, were going to vote for Donald Trump, right?
That's correct, yes.
We have seen polls with the Democrats that show anywhere from 75 to 85% of the Democrats were going to vote for Biden-Harris, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So, and then when it comes to the NPRs, most of those independents, they usually vote Republicans, so I'm going to say most of them did. So I say, game on, we got us a pretty close race going on down here in Florida with the early vote.
Yes, very, very much so.
And I think I'm right, just based on what I just told you, based on the statistics that I know are readily available for people to look at.
Well, that's right. I think this year we will see perhaps more absentee and or mail-in voting from Republicans.
And by the way, when that comes in, they cannot tell you how they voted.
Well, exactly.
Yep.
But basically, I think more Republicans are going to go actually to the polls on election day, even though we might have a little bit more that might vote by mail prior to that, but the wave could be coming on election day, basically, in Florida.
Well, if you want to make sure that your vote gets counted, you need to go in person and vote. Take a little lawn chair with you if there's a line, so that you can sit in the chair and not have to be standing up and lean up against a pole that's not there or something like that, and away you go. Now, the other thing is, we had the secret weapon about ready to come out onto the road. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That would be President
Barack Obama.
Obama
is going to be coming out to hit the campaign trail for Joe Biden. We don't know where he's going to be going. He may be going in some of these states where the Democrats are no longer going to be spending TV and radio money. That may be where he's going to go. Who knows? But we found out about that yesterday. So Mr. Barack Obama, the secret weapon, a.k.a. America's first black president, even though he wasn't totally black, right?
Well, that's right. He was half white, half black. That's right. Yeah.
Otherwise known as a mulatto. That's the correct term. If you don't like it, too bad. That's the correct term. Now, there's something else that's going on. Mark Zuckerberg is Facebook, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Why has he spent $11 million in your state to overturn California Proposition 13?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Of course, the Proposition 13 goes back to the 70s, where you had these property taxes that were cut, and it really, really saved people and their property back then.
So,
that's a good question.
So if they're cutting property taxes that way, he wants to bring the tax back where it was?
You know, that's a good question. There's a proposition on the ballot that essentially would begin to raise property taxes on commercial properties, we understand, saying that it's going to be a big windfall basically for the local governments and for the state. But everybody sees it for what it is, and that is the beginning of the end of lower property taxes. So in other words, the tax assessor can come around and start reassessing your property based on its market value every year, is from what I understand.
But if they're going to raise the property tax on businesses,
mm-hmm.
businesses are going to start looking for a cheaper place to go, including moving out of the state.
Well, it is kind of a weird thing. It's like if you want to really hurt the California economy even more than, say, keeping Disneyland shut down, for example, you'd start raising the taxes on the business owners and then come after the homeowners. People are leaving the state in droves. We were talking about San Francisco. People are leaving there, and then the property values there, of course, are going to be very adversely affected. And also, my question, Captain, is in the downtown areas, if people feel that it's not safe or that it's never going to really get better, those companies will start leaving, and there'll be a square footage glut for office space.
Well, offices can be done in someone's house, and you can take advantage of the tax deduction there in a house if you do that. I did that for quite a while. I had my studio in there and all that sort of stuff, and because of the size, it was based on the size of the office, so to speak. So I took a bedroom and opened it up into a second area and made it about a third of the house. All right, hold that thought. But anyway, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along for our Truckers Highway Fiber Report coming right up next. Don't go nowhere.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, get ready, boys and girls, because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's on the air, where we tell you about what's going on out there on the highways for all the truckers out there tonight and the bus drivers and everybody else that's out there, even the folks in the RVs that are moving along, because some of those guys and gals move at night, too. So the pilots and Flying J truck stops bring you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. All you got to do is pull into one of those places, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about them, you get yourself a free cup of coffee, and make sure you try to become a member of the Drivers Club there so you can take advantage of all the great things they have to offer there, too. All right, get ready. Here we go. That's AC/DC, the Bad Boy Boogie from the Apollo Theater in Glasgow, Scotland, back in April of 1978. And I'll tell you what, they had it going. And Kyle, were you dancing around the table that time?
Yeah, I was rocking out on that one.
I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but I know last night we had Steve in Thailand on the guitar, and Eric was right there with him, so who knows what was going on with that one. Okay, well, we're going to get to the weather. I'm going to read the weather statement, then turn you loose. A low-pressure system will bring widespread gusty winds, rain, and mountain snow to the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Cabbage, you're going to get snow tonight. Washington State, higher elevations, Hood River Valley, you're going to get snow tonight. Also up there, 4th of July, again, going to get snow up in Montana tonight, so be advised. And before spreading into the plains in the upper Mississippi Valley by Wednesday, which is where all this is going, meanwhile, warmer than normal temperatures will continue across much of the nation, especially in the southwest and the southern plains. Cooler air will return to many locales late in the week, especially towards the north, where we could see some big-time frost and freeze warnings going on. So, your turn, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. You're right. That storm that's coming basically out of Canada and British Columbia, it's going to have big effects in Montana, also in northern Idaho, and we're going to see snow, and we're going to see some very high winds, we understand, in that area. And there is also, we understand, a second storm that will also be on the way. So we're starting to get into the colder winter time right now. Looking at the satellite, we've got cloud cover all over the Pacific Northwest and, of course, covering Montana and looks like the entire state of Idaho as well. So we still have those, as I said, high wind warnings along with winter weather advisories. And in Idaho, around the Idaho Falls area, we have a hard freeze watch going on right now in addition to the wind advisories. And a freeze watch as you travel across I-84 near the looks like the Burley area and Paul, Idaho, Hazleton, and Jerome as well. So you've got a lot of wind and a lot of cold going on there. Of course, over in Wyoming, we still have high wind warnings as well. And down in the Cheyenne area, same story. And as we move down through the I-25 corridor, the winds continue in the Boulder and Denver area for those warnings. But along with, of course, fire weather warning. So that recipe is not a good one if the wildfires can kick up. We've had a lot of problems with the air quality there because of the smoke of late, so this won't help things. And then, of course, down in Utah, fire weather warning as well in the central part of the state. This is all east of the 15 freeway as you travel along I-70 through Utah. Down in the southwest, we still have heat. It's heating up in Southern California. I can attest to that. And we're looking at temperatures in the mid-90s, I believe, as we go through the next few days. Air quality alert continues in Central California and fire weather warning in the Sacramento and Northern California area. And, of course, up in Portland, Oregon, or I should say Seattle, another winter weather advisory east of Bellevue and Everett, Washington.
All righty. Well, North Dakota, about half of North Dakota has got a wind warning in it, wind watch, and same with South Dakota, Rapid City, all the way over to the southeastern corner of South Dakota, where you've got a fire threat advisory, northeastern corner of Nebraska as well, and the western part of Kansas, northwestern part of northern part of Kansas, you've got a fire weather watch warning there. Oklahoma got some winds through there. Texas up in the panhandle and down El Paso way over towards the I-20, I-10 junction, winds over in that direction, winds in eastern Texas, up through the central part of Missouri to include I-44 all the way to St. Louis. You've got unsettled weather conditions there. Could be some showers in there tonight. Could also be some wind along with it. You do have some rough water over on Lake Michigan, which is causing being caused by some winds over that away. And other than that, Florida all the way on up to Maine, looking good on I-9. 95 and looking good. I-87 New York up out of the Northway all the way to the Canadian border, Montreal, and I-90 from Boston all the way across to Chicago. Don't see anything to bother you right away tonight. Same with I-80. So things are looking pretty good. Now, don't forget, folks, the Truckers Highway Viber Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And remember, the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, definitely your friend out there on the highway, because stop by there, get yourself a shower if you need it, do your laundry if you need to do that, great place to take your 10-hour break if you need to do that, great food there. A lot of the different Pilots and Flying J's have got service either at the truck stop or close by, tire repairs, truck washes, anything you need is not usually very far away. Now, Kyle, what's the price of fuel out there by you?
You know, as I was out earlier, I think the lowest I've seen it in the last day or so is $3.11 for the low, you know, the lowest grade, the 87 octane.
Well, I paid $1.99 for it today when I filled my car up today at the local gas station, $1.99. Some of it around me was as high as $2.09. Some of it was $2.19, and then over here on this side of the bay in Tampa, Hillsborough County, I saw some for as high as $2.29. I don't know what they're doing that for. That makes no sense. But here's what the wholesale price of gasoline is right now without the tax. $1.18 a gallon. Add in your tax, and then you know your state tax and whatever else it is that they toss in there with the gas taxes, and then you know what it is the cost is before the price of delivering it. So it sounds to me like your state government, the gas stations, are making at least 50 to 75 cents a gallon.
At the very least, yeah, it's about 70 cents or so.
And gas stations that I know don't make that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, it's just a thing here in California. We just pay a very, very high price for gas. And then, of course, by the way, our governor wants to ban the sale of combustion engines by 2035.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen either. So wishful thinking, Gavin, what is it, Gavin or Davin?
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom. Wishful thinking on that one. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. Hour number two, right after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back right after the news and all that good stuff.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.